Welcome to Film Shapes. We're here in Leederville. We've just seen a film at the encore screenings of the French Film Festival. I'm here with Merv in the car. Hi, Merv.
Hello.
Now, what did we just see, Merv? Can you remember the name of it?
November.
Correct. Yes, what was
this
about?
Very handy, because I didn't remember when I was walking in.
Right, you're good, yeah.
And who was about some
hang on, wait a minute. Who was a little bit late to this one?
I was this time.
Yeah, this time. That was me last time, wasn't it? Yeah. What's going on with this? Okay.
I'm trying to get this thing to work. Get out of the car park.
Scanning to watermelon. What is this?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Right, anyway. Yeah.
The French Film Festival.
Yes. And the film was November. It's about a terrorist attack that they're trying to... Image not captured. Jesus, what do we do? We're stuck. Contact for help. I'm going to have to pause this. We may have to talk to some security. Okay, see you soon. And we're back again. We got out eventually. So now we're on the road. Interesting. So, yes, that's a film about the repercussions of the Bataclan and Stade de France attacks in, well, we reckon it was about 10, 12 years ago now?
About that, yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. In Paris.
Yeah. Quite remember it.
Mm.
Except for weird little details.
Yeah. Quite an interesting sort of terrorist police procedural kind of thing with Jean Dujardin as the lead there. What do you reckon of that move? That movie move?
It was solid. It was just a good, solid procedural, cop procedural based on, you know, loosely on real events.
Yeah.
You know, kind of make up a few characters to live it all out.
Yeah.
It covered the stress of it quite nicely. It covered, it was solid.
Mm-hmm.
Had some good little bit of, you know, kind of action scene at the end.
Yeah.
Which was kind of insane, but...
Yeah. Too much flashy. Turn left here, actually.
Yeah.
Too much flashy for me.
Yeah.
It almost made me go off on one. Yeah, it's not bad. Sort of covered a bit of how the police, in getting the crims that they needed, sort of rode a bit roughshod over other people, and it sort of dealt with that a little bit towards the end. Not too much. It was very, very pro-France, wasn't it?
Yeah, it didn't really... I mean, I don't know. I said it was one of those events that happened and I didn't really pay too much attention to, in many ways. It didn't really cover any religious or ethnic tension, potentially in France.
Mm.
It just kind of maybe glossed over that a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if... I mean, I'm sure it was an issue, but it just seemed, you know, when you see others, you know, you show the storming into a mosque and kind of some of the pushback from the community of, oi, it's not all of us. And
it was very much
sanitize that.
Yeah.
Not that we know if it even happened, but it didn't.
Yeah, most likely.
Well, the fact
it did,
that, what it said, 30, 40 odd people were eventually prosecuted over this.
Yeah.
It must have happened over the end.
Yeah.
And I guess we condensed all that kind of, you know, the tips and all that into that one character.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
Who, was, you know, brave enough to come forward. Is that even a real character? Apparently it was.
I think it kind of is, yeah. Anyway.
So,
November, solid, procedural, you know, you'd see it. It could be a British film, it could be an American film, it could be...
Right, yeah.
But, you know, enjoyed it, probably will forget it.
Yeah, that's right. Me too, yeah. Now, this is the kind of the end, pretty much, of the French Film Festival here in Perth. We saw a couple, didn't we? Before we get to the probably the best one, I'd say. I'll tell you a couple. I saw Tenor, which is about opera meets rap in the Paris banlieues. It was all right. It was probably, you know, fairly equal to this one as far as how much I enjoyed it. It was okay. Good lead actor. I think it's his first film. Guy called MB14, and that's his rap name. The French, what's that singing show called? Something like that, The Voice or something.
French X Factor or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, some shit like that.
It was all right, enjoyable enough. One I didn't really dig so much, was very kind of average really, was called Masquerade. It was the opening film. Thought it would be a bit better. Wasn't that good. A bit samey. Nothing much. It was a sort of almost like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but with no real comedy at all. It wasn't supposed to be a comedy, but yeah, it was okay.
No Michael Caine.
Yeah. And now, so the one that I probably think was the best of the four that I saw was, we also saw together, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we did. And oh, you were nearly in trouble.
I was, yeah. It was called Final Cut. Go right at these lights here, man. Yeah, Final Cut. It's like a French zombie comedy, I guess. What do you reckon?
I was a surprisingly good, entertaining, funny film.
Mm.
But the first half hour, now I'm just like,
yeah.
What in God's name have you dragged me along to see?
It's a remake of a Japanese film as well. And I wonder if they
and
went
it's weirdly
the same,
open about that.
Isn't it? Yeah. And that was very... Well, it's really ballsy to make something as bad as they did for the first 15 minutes left at these lights too, if you can.
Yep, just going to wait for this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that it didn't sort of shy away from going, hey, look, we're just going to show you this really bad film. And you're going to sit there in the cinema going, what have we fucking rolled up for? This is awful. And it was awful, wasn't it?
And it was. And it was kind of like...
Well,
I clocked it was Japanese because, well, in the sense I was like, well, obviously they're all speaking French and they're French actors.
Yeah.
But they were doing kind of Chinese-Japanese zombies with a weird kind of jumpy...
Yes.
All these vampire...
And their character names were Japanese.
Yeah. I was like, hang on, all these characters are kind of Japanese. What's going on? And it's cheap. The makeup's awful.
Yep.
And...
Yeah, I was almost thinking, geez, I'm going to
get... And then there's just weird moments.
Yeah, pummeled.
And then it kind of ends, and you're like, what?
Yeah, did it, and then it slashed back.
And then the rest of the film starts.
Yeah, a few months
earlier. And I don't think we should say too much.
No, it's not worth spoiling this. I know I tried a lot. Yeah, I'll go right into the right lane here, too.
Opens up the rest of the film, and it's just hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. I think it's good because of what you get at the beginning.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You think, if they'd just done it sort of bog standard, sort of, I don't know, without the beginning that sort of holds up the smoke screen almost,
yeah.
Then you might have just thought, oh, it's just passable. But actually, by going that distance, making it horrible, terrible, bad filmmaking on purpose, and then twisting it around. Yeah, I don't want to say too much about that because
I'm going to say, the fact that we both went in completely cold.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I had
no I haven't idea. Seen the original either.
I mean, so. All I knew was it was like French zombie film. I'm like, oh yeah, fair enough.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
A French version of The Block or something.
Right.
And yeah, it was funny. Really, it was clever. It was, and it didn't outstay its welcome. It came close.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
But it just kind of kept the things rolling along, and all the performances were great.
Yeah, Romain Duris and Berenice Bejo left here, please. Don't hit that dog.
Yeah.
and the director's Mike Michel, or Michael, I can't remember, has a Vinicius who directed The Artist.
Oh, yes.
Just pull up along here somewhere and I'll jump out in a moment. Cheers. Yeah, very highly recommended, I would say, that one. I missed a couple of good ones. I think I missed the brother and sister, the Cotillard movie, and a couple of other things I wanted to see. But they're actually going to show at the Palace in a few weeks, I think. Omer and The Innocents coming next week as well. So.
Yes, that was good.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it's restored my faith in French films after the two or three shocking ones I watched last year.
What was on last year?
There was Planet Blue, whatever it was called.
That was at the Rev.
Yeah, there was two at the Rev.
Yes, that was awful.
I didn't like that one with, Gainsbourg? No.
Oh, yeah, Passengers of the Night.
Yes,
yeah,
did not enjoy that. It just bored me senseless.
Yeah.
The one you liked about the Planet X.
Planet X, great.
Didn't like that.
After Blue's the name of that other one.
After Blue. And there was one other one I saw. District.
Paris District 13. I like that. That was great.
Nah.
Oh, man.
It was all right, but it...
I guess I'm more francophilic than
yes,
you.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, well, I think it's German Film Festival coming up next, and then Rev in July, so...
Maybe we get another weird little French, German comedy, I should say.
Oh.
After that weird one we watched.
What was that one?
Something, the court case one.
No, that was the Collini case. That wasn't a comedy, was it?
I don't think that wasn't a comedy, man. Wasn't it? Oh, no, that's right. The guy was in it. Sorry, yes.
No, I was thinking, wow, you laugh at some funny things.
No, because the bloke, because we saw the ad.
Yeah, the same dude was in it.
Yeah, the same dude was in this kind of weird comedy.
Right,
that's right. I was like, oh, I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Well, let's have a look and see what's up.
Definitely.
Look to be some interesting ones, I think, of what I've seen so far.
Always trust the Germans for an interesting film.
Yes. All right, well, thank you very much, sir, and thanks for the lift home.
No worries.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye, everybody. Bye.